with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden has been meeting with top national security officials about the deadly attack on U.S. troops in the Middle East. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Among those meeting with the president in the White House Situation Room were National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, and Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines. The White House says they discussed the latest developments regarding the attack in Jordan that left three American troops dead. Over the weekend, the president said the U.S. will retaliate. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Meanwhile, in Israel, families of the hostages have set up a center across the street from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's residence. Jonathan Pollan, whose son Hirsch is a hostage, wants him home.
After 114 days, part of me says the world has not done nearly enough because we still have 136 people sitting hostage in terrible conditions in Gaza. That being said, it does feel like all parties are leaning in right now, and we, as parents of a hostage, just say, keep going. Don't let this be another false start. Get this over the finish line.
Many are frustrated by the lack of progress getting the hostages home. Meanwhile, an Israeli document spells out allegations against a dozen UN employees the country says took part in Hamas's October 7th assault. The document claims seven stormed into Israeli territory, including one who participated in a kidnapping and another who helped steal a soldier's body. The allegations against staffers with the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees prompted Western countries to freeze funds vital for the body. The UN fired nine of the 12 accused workers. Two are reportedly dead, and the last is being identified. On Wall Street, the Dow by 224 points, the Nasdaq rose 172. This is SRN News. Are you becoming more spiritual?
The Pew Research Center has been asking Americans, and it turns out that 41% of them say they have become more spiritual over the course of their life versus 22% who've stayed about the same and 13% who have become less spiritual. Amongst the groups that are most likely to say they're getting more spiritual over time are evangelical Protestants, black Protestants, and people over the age of 50. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Georgia lawmakers, in a show of support for Israel, have given final passage to a bill that defines anti-Semitism in state law. Sponsors say adopting the definition put forward by the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance would help prosecutors and other officials identify hate crimes and illegal discrimination charging Jewish people. Georgia has a hate crimes law that allows higher criminal penalties for crimes motivated by certain types of bias. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks closed higher at the start of a heavy week of potentially market-moving news. The S&P 500 ended 0.8% higher. Stocks built on their gains as Treasury yields fell in the afternoon. This week, several big tech companies will report their latest results, including Apple, Alphabet, Amazon, Meta Platforms, and Microsoft. The Federal Reserve will also announce its latest decision on interest rates on Wednesday. And a highly anticipated job report will come out on Friday. The Dow was up 224 points today to finish at 38,333. The Nasdaq gained 172 to 15,628. The S&P 500 added 37 points to 4,927. New York oil fell $1.23 to $76.78 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.